WSHM 738.
WSBT 754 with a white knuckle grip.
Yeah, we're in a state where we're getting snow. Geez, I just came home from work yesterday and shoveled what we had overnight. Gotta do it all again if it doesn't melt. I think it's gonna get warm, but we need sun.
Need lots of it. WRWB, 49, morning time, gentlemen.
Good morning. Yeah, I-94 is a sloppy mess, man. Holy moly.
Yeah, morning, Charlie. Morning, Mike. Yeah, man. Another slow roll to work. For those that work.
I do my civil duty, man. I pay my taxes.
Thank God I got new tires put on there 3-4 weeks ago.
I'll be listening for a little while until I hit Macomb County. I got two hands on the wheel.
Wow, is it that bad?
Yeah, it's not very pleasant out here right now, man. Not in St. Clair County. They don't saw their plow half the time.
Four-wheel drive, baby. Four-wheel drive. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, at least that's what I got, too. You know, it helps out a lot. Four-wheel drive.
Certainly helps. It doesn't help you stop, but...
Yeah, it's not going to help you stop, for sure, but it will help you if you get stuck somewhere. You know, mine's that real-time all-wheel drive, so it stays out all the time. Or it comes on when it needs it, automatically.
Oh, well, I got the manual shifter, baby. Four-wheel high, four-wheel... What do you need? What do you need? We should have found out Charlie's approximate location. In case we lose him, I'll be able to spin around 180 and come pull him out of the snow before he becomes the next made-for-TV movie on ABC called Buried Alive.
94 Meisner Road, if you want to know.
Did you get my text? I forgot to send it to you. And I sent it to you in the afternoon. Is that a pretty looking radio or what?
Not gonna lie, that is a pretty sharp looking radio. I like that. That other band, that would be a cool one. Not a lot of people go there.
Quiet. Don't give anything away. They're listening with bated breath and 1,000 hertz tones. Yeah, so let me tell you a little history of that radio. It doesn't require you to talk if you're white-knuckle driving. It just only requires ears, which is an automatic for most people. The complaints about that radio and change because we put them in the car and it's sunny out and you couldn't see the display. I get that. But it is beautiful to operate from home. I can tell you that. And then a year or two later, they changed it to just a regular backlit LCD display, which was kind of boring in comparison to all the colors that you see there. And meters are actually green, and one display is kind of yellow and the other, the main band is orange. I actually like the radio. It's very rich in color. I remember when they were new in 88, they were all over the magazines and the catalogs through one of the radio suppliers, and it was just a beautiful radio, although expensive back in the day, about $650 in 1988. And that's my story. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. Yeah, you were trying to be jammed again, but you were talking over that tone of some sort.
Whatever, I tend to want to try to ignore the idiots.
But yeah, it's pretty warm out there for what it is right now. Looks like it's already starting to, like, you know, melt a little bit. I know it's going to be heavy and wet to shovel.
Yeah, it just makes it a mess. I mean, you got to deal with construction everywhere, and then this doesn't help it.
No, it doesn't.
Well, we got two in the ditch on my side, a pickup and a car, and just inside St. Clair County on the eastbound side, big truck in the ditch. Yay.
So I know it's, you know, colder further up north and maybe more snow the further north you go. A lot less down in Toledo. It's like nothing down in Toledo, like rain down there. Somebody said 37 down there this morning, so... Yeah, and we're somewhere in the middle.
Well, it looks like the tow companies will be working overtime today.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep them busy today, this morning, for sure. 696 has got none on it. It's just wet out. It's like, no problem that I'm here. Sorry, this is my weak spot there. Up on me.
Well, I heard what you said. Yeah, well, over he's closer to the, you know, well, yeah, lake effect. That's always going to bring in more snow.
Yeah, so the other problem is, you know, not only the snow, but the secondary problem are the idiots that are driving it, right? They actually cause more accidents than the conditions themselves by driving like idiots in the conditions.
Correct. Yeah, I had people yesterday, man. It's like, holy crap. You know, you might want to slow down. You know, one guy's doing 70 in front of me at 94, and I'm like, okay, I'm like, good luck. Here I'm just moseying along at like 55 in the slow lane and taking it easy. And, well, either he's going to end up in the ditch somewhere and I'm going to pass him or, you know, he's going to make it.
Yeah, very soupy out here. How you making it, Charlie? Send the GPS coordinates so we know where your last known location is.
Coming up to the old way stations, and number 4 in the ditch. Oh man, Texas looks so good right now.
Is that like near the 255?
No, this would be around 245.
Okay, I know there used to be one around the 255 or somewhere up in that way. Exit south of 257. Is it the St. Clair exit, the 257? I don't know. It's been a long time since I regularly strolled that area.
Yeah, these are right at 245 and a half.
Yeah, they're just before the New Haven Road exit. Well, they're not there anymore, but the state police use them just to, you know, hang out and patrol.
Oh, there's my son-in-law.
He just passed you?
No, I'm passing him right now. Waving at him. He waving back. Give him a call. He ain't got no tail light. Automatic headlights, man. I don't like them.
Obviously, it slowed you up quite a bit this morning, Charlie, huh?
Yeah, I had to shovel, man. Get it cleaned up so it ain't twice as bad when I get home.
I did a little bit in front of the garage, but trust me, stuff's heavy. Down here, it's heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty wet snow, pretty heavy.
Like April snow. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, it's heavy down here too, where I'm at. I went out there and did a little bit, and I'm like, I'm going back in.
I was out to eat yesterday with my granddaughter, and they already put the call in last night around 8 o'clock that no school today.
When I was young, snow like this wouldn't stop them, you know. They'd still have school open.
Yeah, it took an act of Congress to stop school back in those days.
Now it's like, what, a light dusting, and they want to close school down. Mm-hmm. I tell you.
Yeah, it's a different world, Mike, a different world across the board. Anyways, WSHM 738.
How far did you make another, Charlie?
Uh-oh.
He must be on the phone with his son-in-law or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Taking a surface road to get around a major infliction, and these people are stupid.
Now, they don't know how to drive in it, that's for sure. I mean, just because your vehicle's got traction control and, you know, lane assist and all that crap, it's not going to help you when you go to stop at the last second.
It's worse than that. They're just ignorant, you know. They don't know how to drive in the first place, let alone on this stuff. So, can't keep it in their lane.
Well, at least they're out there working, not sitting around on a free ball thing.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm up to 6 in the ditch, and let me see, where the hell am I? I guess I'll be coming up to Gibraltar here pretty quick.
It looks like Nick's, Ruiz, and Joe Ballard is going to be busy today.
Then not show up. Better show up late than not show up, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, now it looks like Nix and Ruiz will be busy today. They'll be there. They're going to have their hands tied, that's for sure.
Yeah, I called my son-in-law to tell him about his tail lights. He answers the phone, St. Clair County sucks!
Yeah, like this person told me one time, you know, the land of old money or no money.
you ever read Facebook pages of people up that way, like community pages? Sinclair County's famous, man, for having terrible roads. As soon as you hit Macomb County, it's like night and day. Yeah, I'm at Gibraltar now. And like right now, out here, it's sloppy, but three lanes are open and we're moving. Get back there, it's two-track and pray. Yeah, that's a county thing, you know what I mean? The way the county director tends to run business.
Yeah, you guys must not have enough plow trucks up there or something, or not enough money in the budget to pay these drivers overtime, I take it.
Man, it could be any number of reasons, man. All I know is they're terrible. As far as the roads go, they're terrible. Grass in to Marysville, man, is just nothing but slop. Don't even look like it's been touched.
You know, the garbage trucks in New York double as snowplows. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did, and that's all ran by the city. City's got their own garbage slash, you know, of course, plow trucks, but yeah, I did see that. That's pretty neat. You know, they take care of, you know, two jobs at once.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I learned that a bunch of years back, 15, 17 years ago. So, yeah, the New York Department of Sanitation trucks actually double as snowplows. Pretty cool. How about that? All you can eat and shovel snow, too.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You think they would have came up with a way like that around here? But then again, you know, most of our municipalities around here are all, it's all, you know, private companies that do our trash.
Yeah, so see, not the city of Warren, I mean, they still have their own plows and garbucho guys, you know, for the most part, got their own sanitation department.
That's right, I forgot. The city of Warren still has their own trucks. You know, where I live, I got, you know, the, what's that new company now we have? Not GFL, but, yeah, Priority. You know, in Priority, man, they're still behind the eight ball a little bit in some areas.
People are just driving slow and it ain't nothing but wet out here. Above the freezing, a couple of degrees, I'm reading 34 here. I didn't look at the temperature back at my house, but I think it's about the same, 34 degrees.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What's your vehicle say, Charlie?
Mine says 34 degrees.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much a static temperature across the area. And it doesn't say anything, Charlie. I want to correct myself even. It reads 34.
It's raining by my house.
Congratulations. Where are you, Miami?
Shelby Township. It's WSGG 772, Shelby Township.
It's been a good morning.
Cup of the Marin to you, gentlemen.
Yeah, good morning out there, Paul.
Subaru is cutting right through this crap.
Well, there is a rare vehicle, a Subaru. Did you get a Subaru Outback?
You got the 2025 Forester Sport.
I only have a few vehicles, so I don't really know their line too well. They have one that's kind of an electric one that looks pretty sporty. You know, white edition of it really looks cool. I don't know about the quality, I'm not
but I know I'm in a gas engine.
Yeah, when somebody hits a slush pile next to you at 50 miles an hour and sends that slush, man, it's sitting heavy on the vehicle this morning, I can tell you that. Good Lord, probably putting dents in the thing.
The idiot you see down the road flipped upside down in the ditch. I kind of caught hit some bits of your what you said. How am I coming? Can you hear me?
You're making it through. Well, there was that QRM mixed in with it, but yeah, you're coming in good there, Paul. The other Paul, he must be way out on the fringe because he's barely making it in now.
He hasn't touched the Macomb repeater.
Hey, we'll catch you later, WRWD49. Yeah. So you had a Subaru, right? The only Subaru I've ever, dealt with was that one that had the, that pancake motor where the pistons go out sideways.
Yeah, copy that. This is my second Subaru, and I love it. It really gets the well around good in the snow, better than my Jeep. I had a Jeep Cherokee, and I have a steep driveway, and that thing had kind of a hard time getting up the driveway in the snow. This car here, it walks right up it.
Yeah, I got a, four-wheel drive vehicle. It's one of those, all-wheel drive, so it pretty much stays on all the time. And, it comes on, when it starts slipping, that's when it engages.
Subaru's design behind their all-wheel drive is it manipulates what wheel needs to turn to grip. And it's pretty neat. It's pretty cool how that all works out.
Yeah, it's great until the warranty runs out and then it breaks and it's like,
I lease my vehicles every 3 years. I get a brand new one.
Yeah. Anyway, Charlie, you still in there?
Yeah, coming across 13 Mile, heading into Warren, and it's two-track and sloppy. People going so slow, and it looks like I'll be late for work. Oh, well.
Like the boss really cares.
Well, I'm probably almost sure of at least three people that won't be there. One of them, he has a Jeep Liberty four-wheel drive, and he gets nervous when there's flurries, so I'm betting he won't be in today. I'm sure there'll be a few of them. And I'm one of the farthest away, so when I get there, I'll just retroactive some PTO and... no big deal.
You get a Subaru.
I needed to get up earlier to shovel the snow earlier. I could have left earlier, like 15 minutes, and it would have been fine. But now, well, no big thing.
I'm just going to wait till I get home and do it then. By then, it'll probably be half gone already. With the the temperature is warming up, and it looks like it's starting to rain now over here, so.
Yeah, that'll make for a nice frosty crust on top. I don't know if temps are supposed to drop or not. I know it is over the weekend. Well, we'll see. Well, I'm going to sign out, Mike and Paul. I'm going to be rolling into the parking lot here pretty quick. And I will catch you this afternoon. WSBT 754, y'all be careful.
All right, we'll catch you later.
I'm in my final, this WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear.
We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WIZX 218 WIZ 48 copy.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850. WRUU 850. WSKK 684 mobile monitoring.
Hey, it's on. What's going on out there?
Hey, same old stuff. Except that's the snow. WSLN 946.
I figured you'd be out there shoveling the snow.
Hell no, not me. I can barely walk most of the time. I can barely wipe my behind some days.
Yeah, that's me today. Been having a bad couple days. WSOZ 793 ID. Been having bad couple of days here. Quiet, but not much. Legs are killing me and having a hell of a time walking, and I don't know, man. I just, hell with it. Well, find a clean spot or something, or go over to your base station. Better now. Yeah, it's working now.
Yeah, had the police show up once again. The snow deal. I got a crazy person living next door.
Yeah, Roger. What, they show up at your house or the crazy person's?
Well, the crazy called. He's the one that makes the calls. They showed up, they showed up with my neighbor. She claimed they were putting snow on her property. She's done this the last few years, you know, and you can clearly see that no snow has been put on her property, no footprints, no nothing.
Oh God, that must be miserable. Yeah, got a nut job living next door. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah. She calls the police 2-3 times a year for this, that, or the next thing. You know, so you think they'd be wise to her now, and I don't know, tell her to knock it off or. I mean, she's pretty much harmless, just a pain in the butt.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, even if they know who she is and they know her calls are baseless, they still have to come out. It's part of the protocol. They have to come out. Even if they know damn well it's going to be a waste of time and all that other stuff, they can't ignore it. By protocol, they can't ignore it. They have to come out.
Yeah, right. After that, I know that. Yeah. Well, I don't know. We did this last year, year before. Just got the snow from the wall. You know, one of my kids was leaving her car a couple of summers ago, had the radio on, you know. I couldn't even hear it from inside my house, you know, with the windows open. And here come the police, loud music.
Yeah, well, I know you're going to get that. If she's one of those kind, any little thing you do, mowing your grass, she's going to call police and say you're blowing grass over onto her side and all the other stuff there. Maybe she likes you. Who knows?
Yeah, the grass thing. She got into it with my mower people a couple years back. I got that, I don't know what it is, little 6-inch strip, you know, down the one side, and they were cutting that, and she got all nasty about being on her property, and she didn't call the cops that time, but, yeah, she's out here, man.
You know, like I said, maybe she likes you, man. Maybe she wishes you and her were together or something. That's her way of, I don't know, man. Some people just can't read. Hang on a second. I got a phone call.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. Going to be mobile and monitoring for a few.
All right, Ralph, I'm back. WSOZ 793.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a neighbor was using he was shoveling. He got a big snowblower and he won't throw this wet stuff. Thinking about getting out there and getting our little two-cycle Toro running, because it'll throw this wet slush. Just give her that thing, you know. That's my plan, if I can get up and get out there today.
That's amazing what the little two-cycle Toros can do, man. Amazing. Yeah, they could throw the wet. I've seen them throw wet. Well, I've had mine. When I had mine, it threw wet, which surprised me. But it did. It threw the wet. And it didn't even clog up. I didn't have the two-cycle Toro with the single tube chute sticking up off the top. I had the you know, the kind with the paddles and the little flutes in the front there, you know, I'm talking about. I had the 5 to 6 little flutes in the front. You know, you turn the thing and they turn right, left, it goes straight. You know what I'm talking about, the little guys. But surprisingly, man, how them things work.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one's got to shoot. You know, you can spin that shoe wherever you want to shoot the crap. But I've had it quite a long time, and it will throw the wet stuff. You can't hit it with too much. You might have to take half a swipe every swipe. You know, but it'll grab it, throw it up out of there for you.
But yeah, that's what I did too. If I had to, if it got down there, it was a lot too much, not too much snow, but a hell of a lot of snow or a hell of a lot of wet. Yeah, I'd take a bite and then after that, run half bites if I had to. Half bites, you know, you can keep on going even though you're only taking a half bite, but it's better than stopping every you know, couple feet and having them clog things. You just run at half bites, man. You know, even with the powdered snow, if it was up higher than the snowblower itself, you know, and it seemed to struggle going through it, half bites it didn't. The half bites it would just run right through.
Yep. I've even taken some cooking spray, like Pam or, you know, cooking oil spray. Hose a bunch of that in there. It doesn't last very long. Hose some of that in there, and it does help. But you gotta put it on probably a couple times when you're doing your driveway, you know.
Yeah, that's an old trick. That trick goes back to the 70s. The only problem is, it doesn't last very long. You spray the shoe with Pam. You get away with a couple bites, you know, a couple long bites, and then you have to do it all over again. You have to respray it. Anything, they suggested, Pam was what they suggested using, but you can get away with WD-40 or whatever if you want to blow WD-40 smelling snow all over your property there, but either way around, yeah, you got me thinking about them old little Toros. They were amazing little machines, man, when they came out.
Well, you know, I've taken care of this one, and I've had it a long time, and it hadn't been running a couple of years now, but it always did a good job for me. You know, you might need some new rubber paddles on there, you know, every few years, and, you know, new carb work, but it's great, man.
Yeah, Roger, back in the early 70s, in my preteen years, along with repairing lawnmowers, fixing the neighbor's lawnmowers and fixing lawnmowers for people. I also had a grass cutting outfit going myself. I had like about, I don't know, 20, 30 customers. And I used to cut their grass. I had a lot of money, man, made a lot of money. I used to keep little books, you know, on who's I have to cut, you know, what time, all this other crap. And I was making good money for a 12-year-old, 11-year-old. But the cool thing, too, was winter. Because winter, I'd grab the shovel and I'd go knocking house to house. And I made the same customer, basically the same customers that I cut the grass for, along with new people, you know, I shoveled the snow and got paid. And they first came out, I remember they first came out with the first two-cycle snow blower, little two-cycle. I don't think it was a Toro, though. It was made by MTD or something. MTD had one out or something, and I used to go to Ward's, Montgomery Ward's, and admire that thing. And one day I saved up enough, man. I budgeted enough, and I bought it. Bought one. I thought I was slick, man. I thought, I got a snow blower now. You know, everything's going to be a lot easier. Well, everything wasn't a lot easier because you get days where there was heavy snow on the ground. Trying to drag that thing through the sidewalk, down the sidewalk, with all that heavy snow. I'm not talking about blowing the snow. I'm talking about dragging it, you know, to the customers' houses or whatever, man. That was short-lived.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. I know exactly what you're saying.
But it was a good little snowblower, though. It was all metal. And it had an auger on the front. Metal auger, not paddles. It had a metal auger with a chute. And it was only three horse. It was only a two-stroke three horse. But it'd blow the snow, man. It blew the snow nicely. It's just that, you know, I'd have to try to get out into the street and, you know, drag it in the middle of the street to get down, you know, to get to the customer's house. It's just, it wouldn't drag on the sidewalk. All that snow would be holding it off. You know, I get tired just dragging the thing over to the customer's houses. And then I went back to the shovel.
Yeah, roger that. My last house, I used to keep a machete back in the back corner of the yard. I remember trying to drag that thing, you know, out through the driveway, and sometimes I'd just fire it up and try to blast my way through it, but now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Roger, well, a few years back, when I lived at the trailer park, I used to keep the snowblower in the shed. I had a walk behind Craftsman, five horse, four speed walk behind, dual stage. And self propelled, you know, four speed. Was it a five? No, it was a five speed with reverse. But anyway, five horse. I used to keep it in the shed, and I used to keep it pointed out the doorway. So I used to, when it was kind of, when, you know, when it snowed, I just went into the shed, opened the door, got into the shed, light it up, let it warm up, and then just drop it in gear and get it up over the landing there a little bit, the entrance landing, and then hit the augers and just go ahead and just start walking it. That's what I used to do. One time when I lived up north in the thumb there, I had four or five of them Toro S200 snowblowers going. I was picking them up left and right. A couple of them I picked up out of the trash. I know one of them was sitting out in front of a building in Port Sanilac, and it was a resale shop. And I went up and looked at it, and I don't know, I gave the guy $5 for it or something. And I remember I had about four or five of them things at the house, and I got them all running, had them all running good and everything, sold them. I sold them all except for one. I kept one. But those were the good ones, the S200 Toros, the little
Well, some things were only about 3-horse, too. They weren't no 5-horse. They were just little 3-horse Tecumseh 2-strokes. But they did the job.
Well, I'd have to pick up some, I'd have to get a can of gas, a can of mix up to try to fire this up. You know, my neighbor runs a, she does use a leaf blower. I think it's two-cycle. I'm going to give her a call, see if she's got any mix. And see if she can't get this little coil fired up for us.
Yeah, roger that. I've seen people use leaf blowers on snow before, too. I've never done it. I had a leaf blower at the trailer, but I never, you know, I had, actually I had two Craftsman snow blowers, two big walk behinds. One was just a single speed, 5-horsepower, single stage. It just, the front impeller spun real fast. Had the chute. It was a big one. You walked behind it, but it was a single stager. It worked pretty good, too. Once in a while, it used to alternate between the two. And like I said, I had my two-stage Craftsman 5-horse. But, you know, I did. That was the thing, though. When I moved out of there, out of the trailer, I had nowhere to... take the snow blowers with me. So I gave one to the old man across the street, and I gave one to my next door neighbor. I just gave it to him, and there it was.
Yeah, I'm gonna give her a jingle. I'm gonna give her a call here in a few minutes and see if she's got some mix. I got oil, but I got no gas in here. Fresh anyway. If there's gas in the can, it's been there a couple years, and I wouldn't even dump that in my car.
Yeah, roger. Well, if it's a newer snowblower, from about 90s up, more than likely that two-year-old gas, it won't start. Below the 90s, the 80s and 70s, them old engines, them old bricks and strands and everything, them things would start up on 5-year-old gas. You could start them up on 5-year-old gas, and then I don't know what happened. After 90-something, you know, Tecumseh's and the bricks and strands will still start on old gas, but the rest of them wouldn't. I had a guy that lived around the next road over from me. He had one of them walk-behind weed whacker thingies. You know, had the 5-horse motor on it, and it had the strings out in the front. They're big bunches, you know, big long strings. You know, I'm talking about like a DR field brush mower type deal going. And it would sit over the winter, and then come spring, it wouldn't start. Even though the gas smelled good and everything, that thing wouldn't start, no matter what you did. But if you took the gas out of it and put fresh pump gas in it, it would start right up.
Yep. Well, let me ask you this: I still got a 1-gallon can for mix, and if that's all dried up and there's oil in there, what can you do? Just put some fresh gas in there, shake it around, and dump it out of there, get that old oil out.
Yeah, you could do that. If the oil is still okay, you know, there's no dirt in it or any crap in it, and it's just a little bit in the bottom, you don't have to really do anything. You know, it'll mix with the fuel along with the new oil and everything. It'll mix up with it. But if you, you know, if you're the kind that wants to straighten it out, yeah, just a little bit of gasoline and shake it around and dump it out.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a call in a couple minutes here. The worst thing that could happen is I got to just, I don't know, maybe pull the jet out, Should be fine. Should run.
Well, I got a quick tip for that that I've always used. If it's just light jet dirt, I would put my hand over the carburetor hole and pull it, try to start it. And if it did start, I'd let go of the hole, and then I'd put my hand back over it again and choke the hell out of it, pull my hand away, let the engine come up, put my hand back over the hole again. And that would pull the dirt out of the jet. That's if, you know, if you can get the engine to start. You know, you could shoot it with some primer, and then, you know, put your hand completely over the carburetor and pull, and get it to start and run. That's how I quick clean jets. That's how I, you know, quick and dirty. Because when you throw your hand over the carburetor hole, the engine has nowhere to suck through except for the jets themselves. And it'll suck the dirt out of the jets. If they're really dirty, if they're really whacked out, well, no, then it won't work. You have to clean. But if they've been sitting for a little bit, just a quick hand over the carburetor will clean them up.
That's a good tip. I remember that one. Makes a lot of sense, too. Just put a bunch of suction on it. Hopefully it pulls any crap out of the jet. Yeah,
if you pull your hand away from the carburetor and you've got gasoline on the palm of your hand, well, then the jet's open. It'll leave a gasoline on your hand. But, yeah, it's quick and dirty, and it works, man. I've done it lots of times, man. And never had to do it again. Once I did it the one time, it'd run every time after that. You know, it's just quick and dirty.
Well, hey, I'm gonna get out there. I'm gonna give her a call. See if she's got some mix. And I'll go from there, I guess.
Yeah, very good, man. Yeah, I hope you get it straightened out, man. Go blow her snow too, man. Maybe she'll change her tune about you if you show a little initiative. I don't know. All right, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm gonna get on quiet and watch my video here. So WSFZ 793. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, Dave. Just talking. WSAL 946. I'm clear. FF330, mobile and monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WSBT 754.
WSKK 684 calling WSKM 690. What's up, buddy?
WRNW 329. We're monitoring. WIUG 488, WRNW 329. Copy, WRNW 329. We're back clear and monitoring.
WSIL 946 monitoring.
WSTI 847. BG 48 topic. WIUG 48 clear.
Son Jack, I was calling you not long ago.
I had the radio on. Didn't hear you,
Ben. Hey, I haven't heard you for a while. I called a few times. I didn't hear nothing. I just out and about here. If I figure I haven't talked to you for a little while, see how everything's going on your end there. WRNW 329.
It's going all right. How about you? I know you're mobile, but your sound ain't good.
Okay, I'm down here around 9 in Grossback at the moment, giving a buddy a hand at the TV. Got the driveway shoveled before it all froze up on me, so I got that done. Now I gotta get something to eat now.
Yeah, Sam, after that work, that driveway is not easy to shovel. It was nothing but a slushy.
It was slushy and heavy. I got a snowplow for the four-wheeler, but I didn't really feel like doing that. But I just took the shovel, took my time, and got it done. Pushed it all back.
Yeah, because when you get to the age, you gotta take it easy out there.
That's one thing I do. If I gotta do any manual labor, I take it real easy, especially when it's in the cold weather. Can't push the body too hard.
Oh, I never push that body too hard at all. Always take it slowly and easy. And take your time.
I try to do that. It was pretty nasty out there this morning going into work. A lot of cars all bunched up, sliding all over the place. A little ugly this morning, but it cleared up. It's good now, right now. Look, but there's any water that's on the road or anywhere, it's all ice.
The road, it dries out? They dried or no?
Yeah, so far the gross back, the side streets are all icy, but the gross back's pretty dry, clear.
It's good. It's dry and clear, it's good. So what else? I've been busy on that 10 meter.
Yeah, I haven't, the last couple of days I've been busy, but a few days ago I was on there and it's doing up and down, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Depends. Just before dark, I think, is better, but...
Tim, I'll be honest with you, I was out there in the morning, about 9:30, 9:15, till about 12 o'clock, and after that, it gets cut off.
Okay, yeah, I'm at my work by then, but, you make some good contact there in the morning?
Oh, very, very good contact. I'm with RL, and I was the sixth one in the state of Michigan for the DX.
Hey, that's good. Yeah, you got the ARL. You should sign up for that QRZ. And you can transfer all your contacts over to the QRZ. It works pretty good. I think a lot of people are using the QRZ. Your free logbooks too. Logging. It's all free.
I don't like the QRZ. I like the RL. It's more active and more good. The way I like about it, you can make a call and you're trying to send it to somebody. They draw the map for you and you send it with the map where that guy is from.
I like that part about it too. That's really good. You can see all your contacts, wherever they're from once you log it. Yeah, that's the part I like. I'm not sure if QRZ even has the maps like that. I haven't tried it. But I've been logging off most of my contacts with QRZ. I did transfer from the ARL to that. So I still have it, though. I have to go back and have a look at it.
I don't know what it is. I tried to do that, but it didn't do it. So I'm with the WRL. I think I like that better. The site is right there. You know, you don't have to go... to put the numbers right there in front of you. You can put it right there, and that's one thing I like. Everything in front of you. And that error, like in the large word, I like that too. It's always in the large word with them.
The ARL is pretty good. I think that's what you call it. W's ARL. Yeah, it's pretty user-friendly. It's pretty easy to use, that one. But I like the maps, too, on it. Maybe I'll have to transfer some of my contacts back over to that, the ones that I don't have in there. And I can look on the map, see where they're located.
I would transfer everything there. That's what I did. I started with a QRZ, and I have as soon as I get on the page on the computer dash up and down, up and down. I can't get it. So I said, let me go on these people. That's World Radio Legend. That's the one. World Radio Legend. That's the one I like.
Yeah, I copy that. That's why we have an urge. You're playing out at HF. Are you running the dipole off? For that HF, or you got a vertical out there?
Sam, I only have a wire going on top of the tree. WIUG, wait 8.
Yeah, that's what I have. I got mine running from the top of the house across. It's horizontal, but I want to drop it down more on a slope. It was pulling my other antenna bracket for my the GIMRS antenna, pulling the bracket sideways. Too much tension when it gets windy out, the branches going swinging back and forth. So I put I loosened the rope up on it, but I'm gonna reconfigure it and put it on a slope or put the connection down about 10 feet where I can reach it with a ladder and reconnect it. But I got a lot of slack in it now, so it's not putting too much tension on it.
And the way I did it, I threw the rope on three and got me a bottle of water and wrapped up around with that wire. I wrapped it around in case of the wind blowing, it'll blow back and forth, so that water goes up and down. And that's how I did it.
So you got like an anchor on the end of it, holding it, so it'll slide up and down on the branch, is that what you're saying?
Not an anchor, but you know, because the tree's got, you know, those, you know, the stems and all that, that's what I'm holding it. But that's what you need, and you need like a bottle of water, you know, tie up at the bottom of it when you throw it out. Tie it up and let the wind blow on the tree back and forth, you'll be okay. And then there's not going to be nothing wrong with it.
For that, yeah, I had mine pretty tight up there. I had the tension pretty tight. And that's why it made my bracket sway sideways. We get a break in the weather, I get up there and try to fix that. But other than that, it still works pretty good. The match is good on it and everything. I'll maybe try to have a little fun. Maybe in the mornings I'm at work, but when I get off, I usually do pretty good in the afternoon. Make some contact.
I try Saturday and Sunday. So that's an easy day for you. But Saturday no work and Sunday no work. Try these days. I already have over 200 GX.
That's good. You're having lots of fun then. That's what it's all about, having fun. Make some contact, meet some new people, put it in your logs.
Yeah, oh yeah. People like that. And I ran into one guy 3 times. He said, I know your name is Jack. No, I talked to you a couple days ago.
The way I got my antenna mounted horizontally, it seems like I always hit, let me say, I can't say that, it left my brain now. I'll have to think about it, but I keep hitting the same country all the time. It went right out of my mind. I talked to guys there 2 or 3 times too, same deal.
What I did, take it with the rope, and I threw it right on the east side, the east side way. I had a tree right on the east side, and that's why I threw that wire right on the tree and tied up with the bottle. That way, in case that tree is back and forth, the bottle goes up and down.
Sounds like a pretty good setup, yeah. That's what I need to do, something like that, because I have too much. What I'm going to do is disconnect it from the house. Well, I'm going to hook it down lower and put a hook in the house and hook it on the hook. Screw it in the side of the house. But, yeah, I can have that same concept. That way it won't stretch the wire or pull it when the tree, because it gets pretty windy. I got the top part up about 35 feet, way at the top of this big tree, but I got mine running north and south. I think if I drop the angle on it more, it'll change a little bit of the radiation or the direction, I guess you'd call it. Seems like I'm hitting always the same countries all the time.
run west. So I have all the south and west is all open for me. That's right. What do you have on that boat? You got, what giga you have? You got 1 giga or 2 giga for that radio?
I'm not sure what you're asking, Jack. You mean on the radio or the antenna?
Antenna with the wire on.
The band I have on it where they hook the cable to it?
Oh, I have 1 gigabyte. It comes in with the wire, and that's why I put it with the wire and throw it right there. And that will do you 100% excellent.
I have a, I think mine's a 1 to 64 or something like that, a uninary, I think that's what you call it. Yeah, something on that line. That's 1 to 64, it's only 100 watts you can put into it, max. The radio, I only run it at about 85. That's pretty good.
And all mine is 1 gigabyte. And that little box that goes outside, and from that little box goes outside, goes your coax. You go in the radio, and out from the other side, that's where the wire goes, all the way to the tree.
That, yeah, I'm gonna have to get a ground rod in the ground. I got a rod that I grounded to, but it's not in the ground very deep. It was already there. But I need to put the proper grounding on it. I probably get better reception because a lot of times I don't hear a lot of people. I hear people talking strong stations, but I can't hear who they're talking to for some reason.
In the same way, that box, the 1 gigabyte box out there, it's got another side you can put that ground. That's what I have. It's a wire, I put it on the ground and got a clamp and put the clamp all the way down to the ground. And that's how my the ground with it.
My job. Did you get that on Amazon, did you?
Oh, I went on, Allie got some. I don't know if you ever dealt with Allie or not.
Oh, I don't know who they are. Are they on the internet or are they a local shop somewhere?
Yeah, they're on the internet. Allie. A-L-I. Allie, the big website they got, it comes direct from China, by the way.
I'll have to see if I can look that up. You got an NFIB? NFIB halfway?
Just a little, the square box goes outside, and it comes out, the wire goes to the street, and the other side goes to the ground. That'll be ground wire. Then you can hook up your coax in that small box with 1 gigabyte.
You just have one wire running. You don't have two wires running off, one off each side. Just one wire, right?
They have two wires. One on top, one in the bottom. The bottom one's for ground. The top one, you throw it around on the tree.
Okay, well, I'll have to go into this website and see if I can have a look, see what they got. Maybe I'll change up. Get a little better one and a better ground. Change the angle on mine, bring the connection down to the ground. That's what I need to do. I mean, give me a better, a lower angle of radiation, I guess you'd call it.
If you want one day, send me your email, okay, and I'll send you with mine, that way we can contact.
I'll do that. I gotta make another quick stop here. I'll look you up on there and I'll send you an email. And
That way I have it.
I'm on that QRZ, my email there. It's a Gmail. You'll see it there, that QRZ. I said, good talking to you. Leave that back door closed. You're going to need it because it's Christmas time. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Heck, nice talking to you. Good hearing from you. I haven't talked to you for a while, so I was just worried I didn't hear from you. We'll talk to you a little later. Have a good one. WRNW 329 clear.
Don't forget that back door.
In troubles with that. It's my raining money.
All right. Good talking to you.
WCHR, back to 6 on the air.